In the headlines, classes could resume tomorrow at Wesley Hall Junior School after days of disruption. Government's road repair program to be extended. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley declares government's intention to proceed with its vending zone program, terming highway vending a safety risk that needs to be dealt with. A mentally ill man blamed for a blaze that destroyed a home at Cleverdale in Blackrock this morning. It's the latest from Starcom Network News. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Classes likely to resume at the Wesley Hall Junior School tomorrow after days of disruption due to concerns by teachers over environmental conditions at the facility. Teachers have been on sick out on previous days and today turned up for work but sat outside with students until they were summoned to a meeting with the school's principal and education officials, who announced work will be undertaken to address the issues complained about. Ahead of that meeting, a grandparent of a student vented frustration over the situation.
I'm back home to find my granddaughter home. When asked why she's home, the children are pondering the tambourine tree at Leslie Hall. The mother got a call. If she called the father had to go and bring her home from school. The Ministry of Education need to say what is happening at Leslie Hall. This cannot obtain. All the principal need to give a statement. There is no PTA, there's no Parents Teachers Association, so there's no communication between principal and parents per se, so we need to know what's going on.
This afternoon, the principal of the school, Herbert Gittins, who's general secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, outlined the outcome of the meeting with education officials.
They held a meeting with a representative group of the staff. This was held with the ministry officials. The officials outlined the scope of work which is planned for the school, and their desire was expressed to start that work as soon as possible. After that discussion, the staff held a meeting and discussion, and they felt that it was their preference to have the end of term examinations concluded tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday before any work at the school commences. This is to ensure that there will be no health and safety challenges for staff and students while the remedial work at the school is being done. I have communicated all this information to the officials at the Ministry of Education, who will determine the way forward.
Principal of the Wesley Hall Junior School, Herbert Gittins, who is General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers. Government plans to extend its road repair program. This was disclosed by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, who has promised St. George residents there are plans for more road repairs in that parish and elsewhere across Barbados. Minister Bradshaw was speaking at the St. George Speaks Town Hall session last evening. She disclosed that repair approaches other than mill and paving are being considered.
We're coming to the end of the milling and paving program, and hopefully Prime Minister will be gracious and give us a little bit more money so that we can continue that program. So that all those roads that y'all are mentioning in St. George North and South and across the island, that we should be able to knock off a number of those as well. But again,
I think yeah. She met the Minister of Finance, but the Prime Minister will have a word with the Minister of Finance.
Please do, and I'm sure she will be amenable. We're having to use different methodologies now to help to maintain the roads. Recently, we've been looking at different things, roller compacted concrete. There are a few roads that have been done in the RCC because we can't allow it to deteriorate in the way that it has deteriorated over the previous years.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has emphasized government's intention to proceed with its delayed vending zone program, stressing highway vending is a safety risk that needs to be dealt with. The Prime Minister was speaking during the St. George Speaks Town Hall meeting in response to a query from a St. George resident about promised vending facilities for that parish. The Prime Minister referred to a traffic accident which occurred at Graham Hall Christchurch, where a man got out of his car to buy coconut water from a vendor and was struck by a passing vehicle and badly injured. Prime Minister Motley noted she had previously warned that such a mishap could occur as a result of vending on the highway.
Because if you don't have order, I said that I feared that somebody would either be badly hurt or would lose their life as a result of people buying on the road. About a month ago, 6 weeks ago, I saw a gentleman whose foot was badly broken and who complained that it happened because he was trying to buy coconut water on the road. The project at Redmond's Village, I think, has started. The designs for the one at Warren's are being done. There was a temporary set of arrangements put in place at Newton, which, as you know, will have to be completed, but we felt it was too urgent to get them off of the highway because people come down at speed. So that these things are serious. I've also mentioned to the police that we need to keep better order. Order where you got?
Chaos.
Chaos. And what, therefore, the government is doing.
Ms. Motley stressed that government does not want to stop people from earning a living and noted that her administration had decriminalized vending. But she insists order must be maintained.
Because if you don't have order, where you got?
Chaos.
Chaos. And what, therefore, the government is doing is prioritizing spending to make sure that we can have order. We did it with Barvin, and as you know, those vendors are on the Spring Garden, and in fact, there has to be an upgrade now to those facilities down there. We've done it with those areas that I've just spoken about. Sandy reminded me also, Top Rock, and then the other one there by Dighton Griffith School. There are going to be other smaller things done, and we are deeply conscious of the urgency of getting as many of them done over the course of the next year to 18 months. So I apologize for the length of time, but the planning arrangements in some instances have taken longer than we would have anticipated.
Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley. A man with a mental illness is being blamed for starting a fire that destroyed the Black Rock St. Michael home where he and his sister lived. A nearby house was also damaged in the blaze that occurred at 3rd Avenue, Cleverdale, Black Rock St. Michael, early this morning. Angela Grimes, who shared the home with her brother, tells Starcom Network News he has mental issues and has previously attempted to set fire to the house.
I smell because I pick up smoke quickly, then by sinus. And I came out the bedroom. When I first get out, I call him. I said, Charles, you see, yeah. He say, all right. You see, yes, yeah, I all right. Charles, that's my brother. I didn't hear him no more. Everything was quiet. I didn't even hear when he went through the door. Because I smell the smoke when I get up. And I went to the third bedroom. I see the smoke. And then when I look further in, I see the bed burning. So I didn't even have no time to bring my set, to bring nothing. This was different. I don't know what he put in the fire or I don't know what he did. He went to burn it already by turning on the gas and leaving it. We had to rush out the house. They had three fire service. My sister even told me, but I didn't know that there were any next gap. And two come down here and they had been a turn off. For years he was going into the mental.
Fire victim Angela Grimes, Fire Service Divisional Officer Tramel Perch, said they received the call approximately 6:28 a.m. Meanwhile, Member of Parliament for St. Michael West Central, Ian Gooding Edgill, says assistance will be provided to the fire victims. Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley has paid tribute to the late sports broadcaster Sam Wilkinson, describing him as a true Barbadian sporting icon. Mr. Wilkinson, popularly known as 7-Up Sam, as a result of his popular former radio sports show, passed away this morning at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital following a brief illness. He was 82 years old and survived by his wife of 54 years, Judy, and their two children, Samantha and Barry, who was a well-known broadcaster. Prime Minister Motley says she learnt of Mr. Wilkinson's passing while preparing for the funeral service of her dear friend and party colleague, Herbie Yearwood. She termed Sam the consummate sports journalist and said that while he had been out of the limelight for some time as a result of retirement, for many his voice was one that will never be forgotten. According to Prime Minister Motley, he stood apart when it came to sports reporting. Former sports journalist and director of the Barbados National Sports Council, Erskine King, described the passing of Sam Wilkinson as a great loss to Barbados.
Sam was always prepared. He will always prepare for a program, any program that he's doing. He will make sure that he has the statistics, any background information that would assist in the proper broadcast of anything that he's doing. So that always stuck with me. That stuck with me for many years. And I'm sure that many people remember Sam for his presentation of 7-Up Sam, as it was then called. And then he started 7:25 program on Starcom, which was very well received across Barbados.
Former sports journalist and director of the Barbados National Sports Council, Erskine King. Cricket commentator Joseph Reds Pereira also reflected on the legacy of Sam Wilkinson.
We really was allowed to change the face of sport in Barbados because we used the telephone effectively to interview the athlete, the sponsor, the various people in leadership role. Myself and Sam go back when he was very much involved in table tennis, so we had a close relationship then, and I think that the Barbadian public would have recognized maybe the contribution as two people who made to sport development in Barbados. A guy who has really served Barbados so very well and must be remembered.
Cricket commentator Joseph Reds Pereira. Starcom Network News has also learned of the passing of former director of the Barbados Police Service Band, Dr. Christopher Atherley. Dr. Atherley, who held a doctorate in divinity, retired from the police service in 2012. Top stories, classes could resume tomorrow at Wesley Hall Junior School after days of disruption. Government's road repair program to be extended. Tributes flow at the passing of well-known sports journalist Sam Wilkinson and former director of the Barbados Police Service Band, Dr. Christopher Atherley, also passes away. And that's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. A reminder, don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp ABME to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook.